The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, last week, Sarah Slattery spoke about the many different wellness holidays you can find abroad. She spoke to Matt about it. But there are lots of wellness breaks and retreats in Ireland as well. Sarah's on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Mario. How are you?
Great. And you've picked out some of the best options available across Ireland for these wellness holidays.
I have. And it's great, again, like a bit like last week, there's such a great variety because we've got some fabulous hotels, but we've also got retreats and a few kind of eco stays, kind of upmarket glamping type places. Lots of different options for listeners.
Brilliant. So let's start with the hotels. I mean, the first one you're going to look at is Monart. And like so many of us are familiar with Monart.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of it just has to be mentioned, doesn't it? It's really, I suppose it's unique because it's a destination spa hotel. So it's not like a luxury hotel that happens to have a nice spa or a good spa. People are only go to Monart for the spa. So it's complete rest and relaxation. Some people arrive, they put their robes on and they don't get out of them. You know, they dine in their robes. They're in it the whole time. So it is definitely a place if you just want. I mean, it's 5-star as well. So you know, you've got the luxury treatment, the great service, good food. So, you know, it kind of has that perfect all-encompassing wellness break if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, it is really quite decadent, isn't it? I mean, I remember being there years ago and there are people coming down to dinner in their robes. It's very Roman decadence, all right, Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose you really want that kind of thing. You know, it's not somewhere that you go and you're going to expect other things or other facilities. You just really have to go for the spa and that's it.
Yeah. Okay, Galgorum, is that the pronunciation?
Yeah, that's right. It's just outside Belfast. And this has the most incredible outdoor thermal village, like really, really blew me away. And I thought I had the real wow factor. But it's a big hotel. There's plenty going on. There's a lively bar. There's a choice of restaurants. So it has other things as well as the spa. But the thermal village is really quite unique. It's right along the river. There's nothing really else like it in Ireland. And you've got loads of different outdoor hot tubs, different pools. It's quite a lively atmosphere, though, as well, even though it's relaxing. Like there's QR codes beside the pool so you can order your cocktails and the guy brings them over. You know, it's a completely different type experience, but just good in a different kind of way. I have to say I loved it.
Yeah. You have a great life, Sarah. You know that, just going around.
I haven't been to many now.
Spend half your life in robes going around ordering dinner. Brilliant. And Inchy Donny. Well, Inchy Donny has great memories for me. I used to go down there a long time ago and, you know, just buzzing over to Clonakilty as well then for into the pubs of Clonakilty and the little restaurants. But yeah. Inchy Donny, right? Go ahead.
I love Inchy Donny now, I have to say. But the fact that it's on the most gorgeous beach, I mean, even beach walks are wellness in themselves, really, aren't they? But I suppose, again, what's unique to Inchy Donny is they have a thalassotherapy centre. So it's quite unique in Ireland in that sense. So where all the water is pumped from the sea. So even the pool has seawater, there's seawater therapies. If you have a detoxifying bath, the water is heated, so your pores are opened, you're getting all the nutrients and minerals from the sea. So it's really something different to other spa hotels in Ireland. And of course, it's just a lovely atmosphere there, isn't it? It's really, really nice.
The staff
are great. And and they do complimentary yoga classes 3 times a week on the beach as well. So again, it's just a really good choice for a wellness break.
Now, what I haven't heard of, Cashel Palace.
Yeah, this is probably not one that people would normally associate with wellness holidays. It's not a particularly wellness hotel, but it is a luxury 5-star hotel. It's one of our newest 5-star hotels. But what I really loved about this is they have a wellness-inspired solo break. And solo travel is so much getting so popular, or is so popular. So you can actually, for someone who wants to go away on their own and wants a luxury breakaway, they do the solo sojourn is what it's called. So when you arrive, you're given these glossy magazines or newspapers, you get your breakfast, dinner. You can have dinner in your room or, you know, in any of the restaurants, but they also have a snug in their brasserie, in their gastro pub. So if you want to have the buzz of the bar, the restaurant, but not be on your own in the middle of the table, which, you know, doesn't suit everybody. You can go into the snug. So they've kind of thought of a lot of extras, which I thought was really cool. You can also book lots of outdoor seaweed baths, spa treatments. You can add on a lot of things, yoga, Reiki, you know, as well. So just thought it was nice for somebody looking for a luxury break on their own.
Okay, let's go to the retreats. First of all, what technically is a retreat?
Well, usually, I suppose there's lots of different types. I mean, there's health retreats, people might be going to lose weight, or fitness retreats to get fit. But the most popular ones are kind of yoga and kind of wellness. What they kind of wellness is, this is all encompassing name. But, you know, usually a lot of people would go for yoga or hike and meditation, that kind of thing. Just a complete breakaway. Lots of people try to digitally detox as well. And just kind of really, really, you know, early nights, early mornings, that kind of thing.
Okay, so this one sounds like your archetypal retreat. This is the business, this one sounds. The Burren Yoga Retreat. If you can't ground yourself here, you're finished.
Well, that's it. And it started, actually, there was Ireland's first yoga retreat back in 1999, which I didn't realise was here. And they've built a lot of kind of nice accommodation. Sometimes these retreats can be in really basic rooms, but they've nice accommodation there. The chef used to work in a Michelin star restaurant. So there's kind of lots of like world class vegetarian food. And the retreats all year round, you can go for it up from 2 to 6 nights. So lots of choices for yoga, meditation, for anybody looking for that kind of thing, and they're year round as well.
Okay, Catherine Thomas has something going as well.
Yeah, a lot of people might be familiar with these Catherine Thomas Pure Results camps, fitness camps, but she actually has a selection. So she'll do hike, yoga and swim. Then she'll do, there's other ones in the K Club I saw, like 1 night, 2 day retreats. So she has a collection of different kind of retreats throughout the year. Some are more fitness based, some are more wellness based. So worth looking at that website, Pure Results, for that as well.
Pure Results, yeah. Cluna Health Retreat in Mayo.
Yeah, this again, something completely different. I mean, there's actually loads of different retreats. And I should say, I've a post on my website with 17 different offerings of wellness breaks. So I've just picked a selection today. But Cluna is different to the others in that it's more a health retreat. They do 5-day detox, weight loss and liver flush retreats. Now, they also include like yoga and meditation and things like that as well. But it's in Mayo. So you've got, you know, obviously plenty of options for beach walks and things like that. And it's quite unusual in that it's situated in a converted woolen mill that was restored by Tibetan monks back in the 1960s. So an unusual sort of place. But again, it gets great reviews. A lot of people said it was really, really good.
And another one, Powers Court Springs in Wicklow.
Yeah, this is one of Ireland's first health farms, I think. And like, what's good about this, I mean, obviously, you've got all the spa treatments and yoga and everything else that's there. There's a pool and restaurant, but you can also go in for the day. So for somebody, Dubliners, maybe just want a day break, you can actually check in, do a day spa and go home again as well.
OK, give me one unique hideaway. I don't want to go to a retreat. I don't want to go to a wellness hotel. I want to disappear into a unique hideaway.
Well, Caboo Cabins is pretty good for someone who don't necessarily want like a retreat style holiday. Actually good for families as well. They also have pet friendly cabins. They're in Cavan and they've lots of different size cabins. So it's more kind of like, they're cabins, I suppose. And they have a nature spa there with an outdoor hot tub and sauna. It's on a lake as well, so you can go boating and fishing, enjoy forest walks, all that kind of thing. So it's more like, I suppose, cabin with hotel facilities, more sort of nature walks, that type of thing. Not necessarily if you want anything regimented, lessons or classes or anything. Caboo Cabins could be a good one.
Oh, Sarah, even talking to you, I feel cleaner, healthier and fully detoxed after my conversation with you. Why even bother going there when I can talk to Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie? Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks a million, Mario.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.